of cutting the pupil-teacher ratio will be threefold. Number one, it will mean more pupils in every class at a time when we have the second highest pupil-teacher ratio in the Western world. Number two, it will mean lower scores for our pupils in OECD and PISA reports. The present government has told us that damage, international damage, has been done to our educational reputation due to the last PISA report where huge drops were recognised in our scores. These drops are going to increase. And thirdly, it's going to mean that there are going to be very much fewer jobs for our newly qualified teachers.
The point could be made by people who are of an older generation that back in their day there was 35, 40 and even more pupils in every class in primary school. And now that we're talking about going to 30, perhaps that's no really bad hardship.
That is quite true. But there are a lot of differences today than there were 30 or 40 years ago. Number one, we had the 3 hours and we had all day to teach them. It is impossible to implement the 13 or 14 different subjects in the present curriculum in a class of 30 plus pupils. And number two, we didn't have children in the class with special needs, or if they were there, they were sat in the corner and forgotten about. And we didn't have children from foreign lands who came to Ireland and don't have English as their first language.